Blast Glory, California Legend, starting to tire, getting on terms now, defining moment. Door Door, Bullish Glory, and Crown Avenue, defining moment's got it. Door Door, wider out, Crown Avenue, defining moment. A neck to Door Door.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
I mentioned earlier, Jimmy, about excellent proposals, tough effort to win at Randwick yesterday. Thought that he'd be up on speed. Race circumstance ended up back midfield, a little bit wide with cover. Did a good job to win. His co-trainer, Michael Freeman, on the line. Michael, good morning. You go two from two. It's not easy to do. This is a colt who's sort of got something about him, Michael.
Morning, Ray. Yeah, he definitely has. He's... As I sort of said after the race yesterday, he's a horse that I think is still, you know, quite a way off being fully furnished, both physically and mentally. He, you know, he still does a few things wrong, and he got a bit worked up before the race there yesterday. But I think there's plenty of upside with him for sure.
Was that it? The reason for the sluggish start, just a little bit worked up, as you mentioned.
Yeah, he Brenton sort of said to me he was, you know, a bit restless in the barriers, and he said he just sort of, you know, made a, I think, a step back at the wrong time and was just probably half a length to a length slower out, because the intention was initially to sort of jump and probably roll forward and be sort of somewhere in the first two or three. But obviously when that didn't happen, Brenton took the option just to sort of ride him a little quieter. He was deep with cover, but yeah, I thought he showed plenty of tenacity, particularly that last sort of furlong where he was probably entitled to sort of lie down a bit, but he's got a really great determination to win.
Yes, he was strong late, wasn't he? Two from two now, Michael. We're deep into the off-season, obviously, the new season around the corner. Big races coming up. What are the plans now for Excellent Proposal?
Yeah, look, probably just... I just want to see how he does over the next few days before we decide what we sort of immediately do with him. But... you know, we've got some options with him. He's obviously, we threw him in an entry in the Golden Rose. So, you know, whether that's aiming a little too high at this stage, we'll wait and see. But we'll probably just give him a bit of a freshen up and then, you know, aim him for a couple of the smaller races and possibly a race sort of longer term. Might be a race like the Carbine Club down in Melbourne. Yeah. You know, I think giving the horse a trip away would probably do him some good too. So I think something along those lines would be something that we could potentially aim for at this stage. And then I'm sort of looking forward to seeing him once he has fully furnished, you know, seeing him as an autumn three-year-old.
Are you a bit of a masochist, Michael?
Why is that?
Well, you're putting up with your brother again. You're carrying him again. Yeah. I see where the partnership's started up again. So, you know, that's some sort of weight to drag around.
I know. So I've got some pair of the sorest shoulders in Australia.
Can I just out of interest, Richard's contribution during the course of any given week? You know, I know he's good on the PR and mostly about himself, but do you get any sort of work out of him?
Yeah, look, jokes aside, one thing Richard's always had is a very good work ethic. And, you know, I know, having done it myself, sort of commuting from this side of town out to Rose Hill every day is no bowl of cherries, and he does it and never complains. So, he's a worker. He's a talker, but he's a worker too.
I tell you when he does complain, though, Michael, is when he's trying to get from Warwick Farm back into Skye on a Wednesday night for New Central. He's always blowing up. He's going to miss it. Michael,
I've told him he can always give that away, but he's too hungry for the money.
He says he hates it, but he loves it. I reckon deep down he actually loves it, mate. But overall, the system, you obviously Richard takes care of the 20-odd horses that you have at Rose Hill. You take care of the 20-odd at Randwick. Is that is that system working for you as well?
Yeah, look, it's a very similar system to how we had things set up, you know, back in the day in Melbourne when we had an operation initially at the old Epsom racecourse and Flemington, and then eventually what became Caulfield and Flemington. And we always found that sort of two site stable was quite good. At this stage, I tend to primarily sort of focus on the 2-year-olds, and at this time of year, I've got a sort of stable full of yearlings at the moment. that horse yesterday is sort of one of only a handful of sort of race fit horses at Randwick for us at the moment. But I've always enjoyed sort of mucking around with the yearlings and 2 year olds. So we'll probably keep that system going for a good while yet. And I think conversely, Richard quite enjoys, you know, some of those older, trickier horses to muck around with. So yeah, I think it's a good system and gives us both sort of a little bit of independence as well within the partnership. And it's taken a couple of months to get things sort of bedded down and get the systems going the way we want. But I'm very happy with how it's sort of starting to track along and looking forward for the new season.
Well, it was the youngster yesterday, the 2-year-old colt. Excellent win for Excellent Proposal. Really appreciate your time this morning as well, Michael.
No worries, guys.